In 1519, Hernando Cortes gave the order to burn the ships he had traveled on from Cuba into Mexico. No way was left for his men to retreat. They must stay, and they must fight and conquer. The practice of burning the ships can be traced back to the Vikings. Once they landed on a new territory to conquer, they would burn their ships, signaling several things. First, their enemies knew that they meant business and that they came ready to fight. Second, the Viking warriors were reminded of the mission, that the only way to return home was to win the war. Can you imagine how difficult it must have been to burn that first ship? That ship represented their only escape plan, their only release valve, their only sense of real security or safety. If things go bad, all we have to do is just make it back to the ships and sail home. But when the enemy is in front of you and the ships are behind you, bobbing up and down on the coast, the fight in front of you loses importance. Your own courage, your own willingness to engage, your zeal wanes because you have a plan B. You have a safety hatch. If this doesn't work out, I can always go back to the ship. We have this mentality in just about every area of our lives, in our jobs, in our physical health, even in our marriages, and most tragically, in our discipleship. In our own walk with Christ, we have a plan B, some sort of ship bobbing up and down on the coastline saying to us, don't worry. If you fail out there, you can always come back here where it's comfortable and safe. But in our text this morning, we watch as Ruth makes a seemingly unreasonable decision, lighting the match and burning the ships of her former life so that she can have the Lord of life. No going back. She pushes everything else off the table and slides God front and center. But it doesn't come without a cost, without adversity, without ridicule, without obstacles. Listen to what she says in chapter 1, verses 16 and 17. Ruth said, "Do not urge me to leave you or return from following you. For where you go, I will go, and where you lodge, I will lodge. Your people will be my people, and your God, my God. And where you die, I will die, and there will I be buried." Ruth was burning the ships of a former life. And what Ruth was proclaiming was not reasonable, but it was biblical. So don't let what seems to be reasonable keep you from what is biblical. Today, please pray for our Creative Access missionaries in India. And also remember the Quechua Life Word broadcast that's heard in Bolivia and Peru.